this morning, glory to God, this is the greatest day to be alive. Jesus Christ lives on the inside of us.
Yeah.
And he has gotten us the victory. Glory to God. And we are more than conquerors through him who loved us and gave himself for us. The other Sunday, thank God for all that took place last Sunday and in all in between. Praise God. But I want to pick up where we left off the last time we was here. And with all the things that are going on in the world, that's a lot happening. You know, your adversary will like to distract you, discourage you. But we have nothing to be discouraged about. And we should refuse to be distracted by anything. And so I come this morning to talk to you and lift your faith to another level. And talk about this wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. And what he has done for us in this day and hour in which we live. Hallelujah. He said that if you live godly, persecution will come. But he also said, be of good cheer. Is that right? Why? Because persecutor and who it come through, I have conquered them. So when you stand at the highest place in life with him, and that he have defeated the one that is coming against you, trying to defeat you, and he cannot defeat Jesus because Jesus got the victory. And his victory was what? Our victory. So, what we need, and what we're going to deal with this morning, Father, we have access to inside information. And we have access to his revelation. Are you listening to me? Other words, we have access to his revelation knowledge. And when I say his revelation knowledge, it means I can know what he knows. I want to ask you a question. Do you think God kind of nervous this morning? Do you think he's troubled about what's going on in this earth? You know what he's done for us? He lifted us out of this world's system. And he brought us into his kingdom. Are you listening to me? Into his kingdom where there is nothing. Say nothing. For there is nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything is complete, whole, sound. There's no way, no time, and in eternity, anyone, anybody can upset, rearrange, and change, and defeat what he has done. I'm going to say it again. There's no way in time and eternity that no one, no existing force can upset, rearrange, change, and defeat what our Lord has done. So I want to take the time Because we're going to impart some revelation. And you have to get it. You have to, you know, the old saying says, you take the horse to the water, but you can't drink for the horse. You can't make him drink. I'm going to take you to the water today. Hallelujah. And how thirsty are you? How thirsty are you? Hallelujah. So we have access to His revelation knowledge. We can know what He knows. I'm going to say it again. We have access. How do you have access? You have been brought into the kingdom of God. You're not trying to get in, you're in. Now you're in the kingdom, you want to learn all about the kingdom. Stop wasting your time on worthless things. I'm going to say it again. Stop wasting your time on worthless things. See, all this stuff that Satan bringing, it's been judged. He has been judged. It's going to be put away. It's not for you anyway. You have been given life and peace and joy and goodness and kindness and all the good things of life. The enemy knows he's doomed. Did you hear me? And he is your enemy. He hates you. He don't want you to learn how to live victoriously in this life. You already been brought into the kingdom. He can't do nothing about that. I'm talking about born again people. But if you're not, we want to get you into the kingdom this morning. You already have been brought into the kingdom. He can't do anything about that. But he want to frustrate you, bring affliction on you, make you live like a defeated foe, make you live like you're defeated, make you suffer as things and be that you shouldn't be suffering with, conflict in your life, and you ought to be enjoying life, you ought to be enjoying fellowship with God, you ought to be enjoying fellowship with one another. You ought to have strong, rich fellowship with one another. And your fellowship ought to be rich with the Father. Enjoying life. Full of joy. Peace. But he don't want you to learn how to live this life. So he want to bring conflicts in your life. And make you feel like you are defeated. Inflicting you with stuff that brings trouble to you. But I come to bring you some news today. Amen. But if you learn to live this way every day, not just on a, see, you got to get out of natural thinking. You got to get away from religious thinking. Amen. Because when it comes down to this area of your life, I want to make an example out of it. You don't think I got to breathe every 5 minutes or every other day. You know, you are fully aware you must breathe, inhale and exhale, what? All the time. There's not a time in your life that you're not, what? Inhaling and exhaling. Unless you're on purpose, hold your breath for a few minutes. You won't do that long. Right? Well, if you can understand that in that area, you can understand this because the Spirit of God is going to reveal it to you that you live like this all the time. And I'm going to tell you how to get there. Now, I can't make you go there, but I can tell you how to get there. Is that okay? If I tell you how to get there and have all this riches, all these riches of God
Are you willing to go there? Are you willing to pay the price to get there? Or you want to stay like you are?